This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, hello, welcome back. And guys, it is our fourth episode of the week. That means today is Thursday. And on Thursday, we speak a little bit more quickly. And that's why today is an advanced episode. So buckle your seatbelts. Turn up the volume, let's focus, and let's begin today's episode with a translation challenge. Today's sentence is, La maggior parte delle persone dice che non ha tempo, ma in realtà c'è là. So today's sentence is a little bit longer than normal. Let me say that one more time. La maggior parte delle persone dice che non ha tempo, ma in realtà c'è là. So forgive me for my Italian if that sentence is not perfect. Maybe it's dice di non avere tempo, ma in realtà c'è là. In any case, the English sentence is going to be the same either way. So I'm looking forward to explaining the answer to that translation at the end of today's episode. And guys, it's time to begin with today's one big thing. And today's one big thing is actually a question I would like you all to think about. And that question is, are hobbies disappearing? Are hobbies disappearing? Really think about that question for a second. Think about the world we live in today. Sometimes you meet someone new and you ask that person, so what do you like to do? What are your hobbies? And imagine asking someone that question. How do people often respond? In my experience, some people actually have hobbies, but it seems like most people don't, which is kind of concerning, because if we don't have hobbies, what are we doing with all of our time? We're definitely not working from 8 a.m. until midnight every day. This is not Japan. No one works that much. I'm not saying every single person has unlimited availability and so they could start developing hobbies. For example, parents with young children definitely have less opportunity to have hobbies. So of course there is a spectrum. Not everyone has the same amount of time. But do you know any people who really have no relaxation time during their entire day, day after day after day? A lot of people say, you know, I just don't have time. But I mean, if someone says they don't have time, does that mean, oh, for literally from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to sleep, you're doing productive, busy work, or you're doing obligations such as taking care of children, and you don't have even 20 minutes where you can just say, okay, let me relax? And maybe some people are truly like that, and I wish those people the best, because that sounds extremely stressful. You literally have no time to relax. You don't even have 20 minutes to relax in your day. So I wish those people the best, but let's talk about the other people who say, I don't have time. Are you spending any time on your phone? Are you looking at social media? Are you watching videos? Are you just texting your friends on WhatsApp all day? And a lot of people who say, I have no time, they're spending a lot of time on social media or on WhatsApp. So actually, they do have time, but they choose to occupy that time with things that waste their time. And then when they close their phone, they look up and it's midnight and they're like, see, only now could I do a hobby. Even though for the past 2 hours, they were wasting time on their phone or they're watching 1 minute videos. So maybe in this episode, I seem kind of like mean, but I'm actually just trying to point out that in 2024, I feel like hobbies truly are disappearing. And I feel like the culprit is social media. Because I want you to imagine even 30 years ago, but if we want to really be clear, let's go back 50 years. Let's go back to 1974. There is no social media. People do not have phone addictions. A lot of people probably don't even have computers. Television exists, but that's the only true addictive media that we have. In 1974, I think more people had legitimate hobbies. People were painters. People were photographers. People were playing instruments. People were sewing and, you know, sewing, cucire. People were playing sports, etc. There are so many different hobbies that I could list. And imagine, you know, teenagers from 1974, how they were occupying their time. And now imagine teenagers in 2024 and how they're occupying their time. I was inspired to make this episode of the podcast because a friend of mine, his father, came to visit my friend here where I live. And he went to a tango dance club. And I actually went with them. So I was observing this tango dance. And I was thinking, no one does the tango anymore. And when I say no one, I am generalizing because, of course, a few people do. In 50 years, are people going to be going to tango dance clubs? Something tells me it'll be less common in 50 years than it is now. And so when you think about it like that, hobbies are becoming less and less common because instead of signing up for the tango dance class, the teenagers today are shrugging their shoulders and saying, no, I'm just going to spend the night on social media instead. Maybe I'm just pessimistic. Maybe I just have a dark vision of what's happening in today's society, but my thesis statement is that hobbies are disappearing and the main culprit is social media. It's our phone addictions. If you turn off your phone, you instantly start looking around. You instantly want to start doing something. But then when you have your phone, you don't want to do anything else. You just want to be on your phone. It's concerning, guys. That's why, even though I'm 30 years old, I'm not that young, but I'm also not that old. I'm happy that I do have a true, legit hobby, which is chess. Granted, I can do my hobby on my phone. So it's kind of in the middle. I'm not a painter. I'm not playing instruments. I'm not a craftsman building desks. You know, I know nothing about carpentry, felon yame. No, I don't know. So, I mean, I was born in a technological age too. So hobbies among millennials, among my age group, are already less common compared to hobbies for the older generation. For example, my parents or something. I don't know. I'm just curious what the world would look like if we weren't addicted to our phones, if we had to find entertainment offline. I feel like we would start painting more and we would start learning more instruments and we would just have more hobbies. Even from a social point of view, we could spend more time together. How often does it happen that you're spending time with someone? Maybe you're in a group of three or four. Everyone puts their phones on the table. You're not fully focused on the conversation. You're kind of half focused on the conversation and you're half focused on your phone. It's concerning. So That's why I wanted to bring this to everyone's attention. Really ask yourself, are hobbies disappearing? Are people still developing skills? Are people sharpening their craft? And my answer is, I don't know. I think hobbies are kind of disappearing, and that's concerning to me. But speaking of hobbies, let's transition over to today's question of the day. And guys, today's question of the day is, if you could master any hobby today, what would it be? Master, I believe in Italian, padroneggiare, just become an expert. You mastered it. If you could master any hobby today, what would it be? And this is a very fun question because it's fun to imagine being a master in a hobby. And the first answer that comes to my mind is actually learning to play the saxophone. Yeah, that's a really random instrument, but there's something kind of sexy about the saxophone. I love songs that have saxophones in them. I think it'd be really cool to be a saxophone master. If I could snap my fingers and play the saxophone perfectly, I would be very happy. I think it's a cool instrument. I think learning instruments in general is cool. I think it's a perfect hobby, speaking of hobbies. You can learn about music. You can play music that you like. As a person, I generally love music. I spend a lot of my day listening to all kinds of music. Maybe saxophone's not the best choice. Maybe guitar would have been a better choice, but a lot of people play the guitar already. Not many people play the saxophone. I think playing the saxophone would be cool. So if I could snap my fingers and be a master in the saxophone, I would definitely do it. But what about you guys? As always, feel free to share your thoughts. I love reading your guys' comments on my YouTube channel. And, you know, the podcast is also available in the Academy. And if it's not available already, it should be available very soon. I'm recording this podcast in advance, but we're literally in the phase of implementing the podcast into my academy. And guys, I'm talking about Bringlese Academy. It's my online English school. If you think my podcasts are useful to learn English, then I truly believe my academy is your English home. You can check it out at bringlese.com. And yes, you can even start for free. No credit card, no nothing. There's nothing to lose. Check it out, bringlese.com. And let's finish today's episode with the translation challenge. If you remember, the sentence today was, la maggior parte delle persone dice di non avere tempo, ma in realtà ce l'ha. So to say this sentence in English, I would say, most people say they don't have time, but they actually do. It's actually a difficult sentence. Let me say that one more time. Most people say they don't have time, but they actually do. La maggior parte delle persone, in English, most people. And it's a plural subject. In Italian, la maggior parte remains singular. In English, it's plural. Most people say. That's why it's not says. It's not third person singular. It's third person plural. Most people say they. Again, the subject is they. And we're doing a repeated subject. Most people say they don't have time. Let's use a normal negation for the verb avere, have. Most people say they don't have time. Non mi piace dire they haven't time. È una negazione strana. Possiamo usare una negazione normale. They don't have time, but they actually do. And again, the auxiliary verb is always do. Don't have time, but they actually do have time. So if I read the sentence quickly, it's most people say they don't have time, but they actually do. And that is today's translation challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, it is a pleasure for me to make these episodes. And thank you so much for listening. I really hope that day after day, your English listening skills are getting 1% better. And over time, we're going to look back and realize, wow, I've made so much progress with my listening skills. Speaking of that, in 24 hours, we will have yet another episode. So please join me again tomorrow morning. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and I'll talk to you very soon. As always, peace.